Feels good. Did it look bad?
No.
Okay. No, it feels all right.
First step in the long process to that, just the opening day of the training.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on the way things went today?
I thought it went pretty well. You know, I think the tempo was good. That's always important starting off. You know, it's always going to be a little slower than, you know, later on in the camp. Guys just putting pads on for the first time in 8 months. So, but I thought the tempo was good. Energy was good. You know, execution, I think the defense is maybe a tad bit ahead of us. So that scheme they're running is going to be a very good one. And once they hit, you know, install 3 and 4 and they start bringing some crazy stuff, we're going to have to catch up.
Pretty basic go to that.
Yeah, very basic. No, they didn't throw anything really at us, which is why we got to get a little better. But first day, you know, I think we did some good things, and watch the film, and hopefully get some sleep tonight and come back tomorrow and do it all over again.
Did you feel more relaxed, settled in, just personally, with you under your belt, with a second training camp as the guy, that kind of stuff?
Well, that and the fact that it is my fourth, I just finished my fourth offseason, you know, in pretty much the same offense, and my third year going through quarterback school. So the quarterback school, I think, has been a big part of my success, you know, especially last year, just honing fundamentals and being very critical in the film study, and then just trying to apply the things you want to work on, you know, into the preseason and hopefully show some improvement.
Did you feel sharp today? Did you feel like it's first day of camp?
Yeah, a little bit of first day stuff, but once I hit James down the sideline, I feel like I got in a little bit of a rhythm, but, you know, it's always windy in Green Bay, and you got to throw a sharp ball, and a couple of the ones I threw were a little wobbly. The wind catches those and bats those down. So hopefully we'll get a little less wind tomorrow, although it's a great temperature. It feels like San Diego out here. But it was, overall, I think, a good day. Some good things to build on.
Not quite the sea breeze. Not quite the salt.
No, not quite. But not quite, but it was great. You know, the facility, I think, is awesome. To have that many fans out there and supporting us, it's like a training camp, nothing better.
Well, the quarterback's going, how different is it in the offseason? Having an offseason under your belt with Rahm and Flynn, they're going through. You've had the offseason too. How different is it?
Well, it's a great chance to really work on your fundamentals and improve. Just improve in a bunch of different ways. I think for me, you know, my first year in the quarterback school, I really learned a lot about the defense. And to understand what the opponent's doing, it's a lot easier to be able to react and play faster. I think that's what those guys are going to be trying to get to this year, is just to continue to pick up the speed of their play, decision-making quick enough, and to be in a good position to have a very good preseason.
You mentioned improvement yourself. Where are you focused?
Well, I just want to be consistent. You know, I think day in and day out, practice in, practice out, just making plays and being a leader, fundamentally just being sound from practice to practice. You know, your legs start to get a little tired, especially on a double day, second practice, but just continue to be fundamentally sound, and if my feet are underneath me and in a good position, then the ball usually comes out pretty good.
Darren, Mike McCarthy said he heard this stuff last night. He was so excited. How about you? Were you extra
vigilant? I don't really ever sleep, so nothing really different last night, but it's fun to get back out here. I mean, we've been sitting in meetings for the last 2 days. You know, everybody's just chomping at the bit to get on the field. And there's nothing like Packer training camp with the kind of response we get from the fans and the kids on the bikes. And you know, it's awesome being out here, and the weather couldn't be better either.
Any advantages to the Nitschke Field over Hinkle Field?
The fans are right there. I think it's fan-friendly. It's a great facility, and just kind of wish that building would block some of the wind a little bit better.
Did you like the Chase Theory, though?
Yeah, I do, as long as we have a mild winter. I think it's going to be a great facility to use. Well, I think as a professional, you put pressure on yourself to improve. I think that's what the offseason is all about, is to work on the little things and find ways to improve. Build on your weaknesses, keep your strengths where you're at, or improve on them as well. You know, I think with the strength program that we brought in with Dave Redding, working with Mark Labatt, I think all of us improved our strength and made gains in that area. And worked on muscles we probably haven't used in a while. So I think that, along with the quarterback school, is going to, you know, put myself, Brian, and Matt in a good position to have a good preseason.
Your skill guys are virtually unchanged. How much easier does that make things in camp for you?
Well, it's great. I think the guys up front as well. You know, it's not really there's not really a lot of change on offense. So to have the continuity with the guys up front, the guys you played with for a long time, you know, and have the guys you're throwing to have, you know, to have them, you know, be a big part of the offseason program is where you work on your timing. And, you know, I think that really helps out with being a preseason and training camp, just being able to get up to speed as quickly as possible. I think that's the thing we're trying to do. You know, we want to play these preseason games to win. And in order to do that, we need to be on the same page offensively, especially in the passing game. And that's what these practices are all about.
Already a day Wednesday, not on the field. I guess a lot of the old timers say, what the heck is going on? But is that a sign of football now? Is it 12 months in your job? And training camp used to be when guys got in shape. Now you better be in shape when you start training.
Well, you better be in shape when you get here. I don't want to say it's a different game. I wasn't around back then, but I know that if you want to be successful in this league, you got to take care of your body for 12 months and come in shape. And the guys who are in shape are going to have a hard time the first few weeks and then eventually get in shape. But there's a lot of jobs at stake and a lot of guys fighting for spots. There's 80 guys here, and there's going to be only 53 with us once we make our final cut. So hopefully, to a man, they came here as ready as possible and realized the significance of the opportunity we have.
This year, just compared to last year, first day of training.
Well, I feel good about where we're at as an offense. We got to improve daily. You know, personally, and with another offseason under my belt, another year of quarterback school, I feel good about you know, where I'm at fundamentally and just need to be consistent.